USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
CenturyLink is working to restore internet and phone connections to customers nationwide. Customers in Chicago, L.A., Phoenix, Dallas, Seattle, Denver, Albuquerque, Boise, parts of Montana, Minnesota, all without CenturyLink service. They say outages have left some people unable to even call 911 in some cities. CenturyLink had hoped to fix the problem overnight, but said this morning on Twitter they have found some additional technical issues. At the White House, Press Chief Sarah Sanders speaks to reporters this morning, and one asks her if President Trump believes he'll have a better chance of getting his border wall funding with Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House.
I think that's a question you'll have to ask Nancy Pelosi. Right now, what we've seen from her is that she's unwilling to actually do anything until she gets her speakership.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
After a California police officer is killed, allegedly by an illegal immigrant, President Trump again calls for tougher border security, tweeting, "Time to get tough on border security and build the wall." The Stanislaus County Sheriff says of the massive manhunt that continues for the suspect,
"We have multiple teams utilizing our federal law enforcement partners, state and local, chasing down multiple investigative leads. We're not sparing any expense to hunt this suspect down and bring him to justice."
Officer Ronil Singh was shot and killed after he pulled the man over for suspected drunk driving. Sears Company Chairman Eddie Lampert has till 4 p.m. Eastern today to make good on his $4.6 billion offer to keep Sears afloat, but CNBC says Lampert has not submitted a bid or lined up any financing to buy the company out of bankruptcy. If he doesn't do so, liquidators are ready to break the company up into pieces. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Pictures and images of a bright blue light lighting up New York City's skies last night went viral on social media. A transformer explosion at a Con Edison substation in Astoria, Queens, was to blame for the strange glow. The explosion knocked out power to several parts of the city, including LaGuardia Airport, so the FAA briefly had to shut down flights there. There were no injuries reported from the explosion. A brief and unexpected snowfall in Sin City. The National Weather Service says snow wasn't in the Las Vegas forecast yesterday, but it was reported in the valley about midday, none of it really sticking in the lower elevations. Meteorologists say it was because of a cold front and abnormally low-hanging clouds, which combined to produce that odd weather. Netflix is now going to let the viewer decide how the story unfolds with one of its shows. This morning, Netflix released an episode of the TV series Black Mirror that's interactive. Viewers online are told to keep their mouse or trackpad close at hand during the show so they can choose from different storyline options as the show progresses. The Choose Your Own Adventure episode of Black Mirror is called Bandersnatch. It's about a young coder who helps create a computer game inspired by an adventure novel. Remember, you can get inspired by visiting us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.